Good morning, Dr. Schneer, dictating first an EKG report on Dennis Hogan. On 6:15, 23, Mr. Hogan performed a 12-lead EKG, period. Patient is in a normal sinus rhythm. EKG is normal, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on John Carroll. This goes to Dr. Schmidt. On 6:15:23, Mr. Carroll performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, room air saturation was 97%, period. After walking 260 meters, saturation was 92%, period. A paragraph impression, moderate exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Jean, J-E-A-N, Sheehan, S-H-E-A-H-A-N. This goes to Dr. Bo Koop on 6:15:23. Mrs. Sheehan performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. The paragraph impression, normal study. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Welton Hatcher. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6:15:23, Mr. Hatcher performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Compared to a prior study dated 12/15/22, there's been improvement. Period of paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component showing improvement. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Alan Nylander. This goes to Dr. Christos Vaughn. On 6/15/23, Mr. Nylander performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal, and there was a minimal to moderate degree of airways obstruction with insignificant change after bronchodilators, period. Paragraph impression, minimal to moderate chronic obstructive pulmonary disease without a bronchospastic component. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Rhonda Walker. This goes to Debbie Varnum, MD. On 6/15/23, Mrs. Walker performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was moderately impaired without significant airways obstruction, period. After bronchodilators, there was an improved effort or response to bronchodilators, leaving the patient with a minimal degree of restriction and without airways obstruction, period. The paragraph impression, minimal restriction with either minimal reversible airways obstruction or improved effort after bronchodilators, period. Next, 6-minute walk test on Petra Ripley. This goes to Dr. Eisenhower. On 6/15/23, Mrs. Ripley performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 96%, period. She walked 137 meters in 6 minutes, and the saturation was 97%, period. She did pause at 4 minutes and 9 seconds due to right knee pain, was able to resume at 5 minutes and 40 seconds, and completed the test, period. New paragraph impression, severe exercise intolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry on Christopher Jacobs. This goes to the VA on 6/15/23. Mr. Jacobs performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was normal. There was no significant airways obstruction or bronchoreactivity, period. New paragraph impression, normal study. Next is a 6-minute walk test on the same patient, Christopher Jacobs. And this goes to the VA. On 6/15/23, Mr. Jacobs performed a 6-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, the room air saturation was 99%, period. After walking 521 meters in 6 minutes, saturation was 98%, period. A paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Next, Robert Gregson, pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry. This goes to Dr. Wood. On 6/15/23, Mr. Gregson performed pre- and post bronchodilator spirometry, period. Prior to the inhalation of bronchodilators, the forced vital capacity was minimally impaired and there was a minimal degree of airway obstruction period. The air velocity index was less than 1 period. The ratio of FE at 25/75 over FVC was less than 0.8 period. There was minimal improvement after bronchodilators period. The paragraph impression. Minimal chronic obstructive pulmonary disease with a minimal bronchospastic component period. And when compared to a prior study dated 9/13/22, there's been no significant change, period. Next, six-minute walk test on June Lovelace. This goes to Dr. Miner. On 6/15/23, Mrs. Lovelace performed a six-minute walk test, period. Prior to ambulating, her mare saturation was 95%, period. Patient achieved 476 meters in 6 minutes. Saturation was 94% at the end of the study, period. Paragraph impression, normal exercise tolerance without demonstrable hypoxemia. Thank you.